Poplar Hill, a reliable connection to the provincial power grid, is seen not only as an essential utility for future generations, but a life-saving necessity for at least one family in Poplar Hill First Nation. Marie Child Forever's 7-year-old son has been connected to machines to provide oxygen 24/7 since he became sick when he was 2 months old. She said the new power line is a relief as a mother raising a child with disabilities in the community. When the power goes out, she explained that his oxygen tank only lasts for 2 hours and the CPAP machine's battery for 6 hours, making her relieved that everything is now connected to Hydro One. It feels more better here. Less wariness because we constantly worry because of what our child is going through, said Child Forever. We're always warned by the doctor that he's going to go any time, because he was let go when he was 2 months old and he has a serious condition. She said her family is still a little worried because the power sometimes goes off when there's a storm coming and the lines get cut off, but they have a little backup generator for those emergencies. I just want to thank you guys for everything and for connecting us in Poplar Hill, said Child Forever. Located nearly 570 kilometers northwest of Thunder Bay, Poplar Hill is only accessible by air or ice roads during the winter. The isolated First Nation was connected to the grid through the Wetanakanaya power transmission system on December 17. Poplar Hill invited community members, stakeholders and dignitaries to celebrate its opening on Wednesday. It's for the power. For the lights. For the grandkids. Like in the future, we're gonna use this power, said Alvin Owen, the Poplar Hill First Nation chief. Previously running on diesel power, the system will now allow Hydro One Remote Communities Inc. to distribute the community's local electricity through 190 kilometers of transmission line and 4 substations originating from Red Lake. The community will likely spend less, said Owen, to no longer ship in diesel to power all of their services, and he expects fewer outages. I heard a lot of people are excited when we had that power turned on because sometimes we have a problem with our generators, said Owen. Wetanakanaya Power only has a few communities left to meet its goal of ultimately connecting 16 remote First Nations to the Ontario power grid and removing their reliance on diesel-generated electricity. The progress made in building and operating the 1,800 kilometers Wetanakanaya Power Transmission System, alongside other projects, has taken about 34 years, said Margaret Kaniquinash, the CEO of Wetanakanaya Power. Sometimes I have to shake my head because it's been such a long time that our communities have been pursuing energy, she said. Finally reaching that milestone and accomplishment to bring reliable energy into the north, it's a major milestone for our people, said Kaniquinash. And not only that, because of ownership and the vision that they've set out and the expectations in terms of how we conduct ourselves in our homeland, it is so important and it's a huge, huge accomplishment. Kaniquinash said she was very excited to join Obazadikong, also known as Poplar Hill First Nation, in the gathering to celebrate their combined achievement in bringing reliable energy into the community. She said she wanted to acknowledge their leaders and people for that huge accomplishment because if it weren't for them, they would not be here today. The next gathering to celebrate the system is planned for North Spirit Lake First Nation, and afterward, they will head to 2 final communities.